The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, we got really good players. We got a really good front office and GM, right? And with great talent, and with great coaches, and with great physicality, and with great detail, you can win a lot of games. You can win 10, 11, 12 games. But you can't do special unless we continue to come together as a football team. I ain't into winning 10, 11, 12 games. We've done that here. We've done that there. I want to do special shit. And you can't do special shit alone.
Can't do it alone, Joe.
Is Sirianni trying to win me back? Trying to win me over here? And that's, I like that. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, live today. Klondike Kate's Restaurant, Saloon. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's.
Can I just take the moment just to be a little nitpicky? I mean, that was a great speech, though. It was great. But it did feel like he's playing to the camera just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because he threw the great organization, great coaches.
We've done that around here before.
Yeah, we've done that around before. And I just want to give a shout out to, like, this normally never happens, but Joe DeCamera. Because the way he started that line of questioning
this morning.
Yeah. with Coach, when he's like, man, you've been getting killed nationally and locally.
I laughed.
It was like, damn, Joe, right out the gate.
Well, I like the question because, like, does it mean extra to him? And Sirianni,
yes, it should.
But Sirianni downplayed it. Maybe he just did that because he was on the air, but – He could have said yeah, but he basically said no. We're just focused on blah blah blah. He downplayed that.
But if there was ever a moment where he could have said yeah, I felt some kind of way, and you know, forget all of y'all, that would have been the moment.
Can I offer this though? And Sirianni did not act like he had arrived or anything this morning. The team had. He kind of kept his head down the way he answered the question. For the Eagles and especially Sirianni, I would say, could we just maybe wait for the victory lap? They were 10-1 last year, right? 7-2.
You say,
I'm just like, if you're gonna.
Now that's truly being. We are truly being.
No, and he's not doing it. I'm like, but you said he could have. We said
no, he could have.
And he could, if they win tomorrow night, he could be like, I told you so. We're good.
Yeah, but the race isn't run. The race isn't won yet.
I would just suggest.
That was not fair. I slowed it down. I did it right.
Like, don't be an I told you so, Douglas, until you delivered something.
Yeah, you got to deliver. You got to show us the baby. We don't want to hear about the labor pain. Show us the baby.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we had the Sirianni mic'd up there. And you know what? Maybe he is playing to the cameras left, but isn't this every organization? There's cameras every
yes.
coach's post-game locker room speech
is recorded.
Yeah. Like, That used to be a thing that felt like it was just between you and the coach.
Yeah.
And now it's for everyone. So I think half of them are performative anyway.
You know what's funny? You remember when, who was it, Juju Smith-Schuster, when they were in AB?
Oh, when they were
got
like
in trouble in Pittsburgh.
Live streaming.
Yeah, and they got in trouble for the same thing. Now we do it all the time.
No, they sent a person with a camera.
Yeah, they sent somebody there to show it to the people.
That is funny. Well, it's amazing how quickly it's changed here. Well, we love the behind-the-scenes stuff, including this. All right, we got to rate this, because we know CJ GJ fancies himself an artist.
Like he's a rapper.
He's a rapper. Well, what do we think of this?
He got a song out.
He's got another one. Listen to this one. From the Sideline Sunday, CJ GJ singing about Cooper DeJean, to Cooper DeJean. Here it was.
Cooper DeJean, it's cornerback one, yeah. He locked down your number one option.
What are we talking about?
Cooper DeJean, punt return. Cooper DeJean almost crippled the punt return. Cooper DeJean be locking down your slot. You throw it his way, no go.
That's terrible. That is terrible. But I like, you know what? I like that CJ GJ puts it out there like that. He doesn't care what anybody else thinks. But yeah, that was, I guess it was in the vein of Billie Jean, Cooper DeJean,
yeah,
Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Nah. Did you see the picture that him and Quinyon Mitchell put out? I put
Is
it on
with
my
starter
my,
jacket.
Yes, that looked like the absolute hardest album cover. I don't know what kind of music they're singing. I don't know their genre.
Yeah.
But that does look like an album cover.
Do you know what I can't not think of? You posted it today. When I look at when Quinyon and Cooper, like when they do things like this or they're next to each other in the field, I can't not think of White Men Can't Jump.
Or Miami Vice.
Yeah, it's like, well, I think of Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Or Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, it's like they're this duo that you don't put together, but they're really good together.
Yeah, I mean, most people do, because like it was somebody said something about, you know, Ebony and Ivory, so they, you know, because I asked, you know, what would, if this was an album cover, what would the name be, and what would some of the songs' names be?
Yeah.
One of the best ones I heard as far as songs are concerned was like Clamps.
Like they clamping put the
clamping
people down.
Clamping people down. I thought that was pretty. I thought that would go hard. I forgot some of the names. I saw some of the names, but I mean, it is. It looks like the future when you look at those two guys. Mm-hmm. It looked like two guys that are young, that haven't figured it out yet, but they're figuring it out.
If this isn't figuring it out yet, how good could they be? Because they're really good now.
It's one of those things. It's like, say, you know, you've been out there and, you know, you're young and you've been thrown a couple fights and you fared a lot better than people anticipated you to fare. And now you're getting into the part of the season where the teams are going to get better, where you want to see how you weather the storm. Because it's one thing to be good when there's no adversity.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So then you might have a little bit of adversity, then you bounce back from that. But how what happens if you really get tested? How are you going to respond to that?
Well, this is the best young combo we've seen around here since Lito and Sheldon. I mean,
there's no doubt.
We've got something now that's going to be here for a long time. All right, one more here, and then back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. This is going to get you fired up. Landon Dickerson with kind of the team around him. I couldn't tell if it was the whole team or the offense from the video, but this is from the Eagles. I think it's what's it called Unscripted. I think it's the name of their web series they put out there. It's on YouTube each week. You know, taking you inside the week and the game. We see a lot of Sirianni stuff in there. But here's Dickerson on the field getting his team pumped up before they beat the Cowboys.
We gonna punch him in the face today and show these what we talking about.
Yeah.
We here to whoop the out of them. That's scoreboard. 60 minutes of making a to quit and making them say, "Damn, I gotta play him again." Let's go.
I didn't know Landon had that in him.
So potty mouth.
Wow.
If I had a pair of pearls on, I'd be clutching them right about now.
Did you know that? Did you know Landon had that side of his personality?
No.
He seems pretty laid back.
No. I mean, it's great to see. I mean, it's great to hear, I should say. I'm out of breath listening to all that cussing and carrying on the way that he did.
It was a lot.
Does he give us an "Oh My Heavens"?
Like, yeah, you know, hey, God.
"Oh My Heavens" is up next.
"Oh My Stars and Gods."
Damn.
No, I tell you what, though. It got me charged, though, because I remember being in some huddles where it was some colorful language being thrown around.
Who is the colorful language guy in your
huddles? I could think of some where Trot would say some stuff, man. And it was just, you know, we always talked about punching somebody in the face. Somebody was always getting punched in the face. It was some stuff that I see people say. I cannot repeat some of the stuff that was being said.
Well, please don't. We don't want to get
in trouble. but it's very, very similar to what Landon was saying. It's just great to hear, man. It's so much stuff that goes on during the course of a game and before the game that, you know, you just can't share. Like, you can't understand it unless you've been in it.
Mm.
And to hear that, it's like, yeah, that brings back some memories.
You know what it does feel, and I didn't know when this was going to happen. It feels like this team, moving on from Jason and Fletcher, this new group has found its voice.
Yeah.
It feels like these young guys, they have found their voice. The team is fully now, in my mind, kind of turned over from the old guard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It used to be Jason in those huddles. It used to be Fletcher in those huddles. And now we're hearing guys like Landon
Dickerson.
And
there's been a little bit. Like, this is the thing. And you talk about not being able to see everything. And sometimes you do and sometimes you miss some things. There's been growth as far as some of the older guys in the older regime. I think that, you know, it's funny. We haven't really said a whole lot about Big Play Slay in the last couple of weeks. And the things that I have heard
about
him.
I'm okay with that.
Well, it's always okay when you don't hear a corner's name being called. But I hear his name being mentioned in the light of mentor more so now than I have in the past. So maybe it's one of those things where I'm starting to hear it or pay attention to it more. He's being more of a mentor. And you always hear those young guys talk about how Slay is mentoring them and helping them out tremendously. And he hasn't played bad either, man. Hasn't played bad.
He's been in and out, but he hasn't played bad.
Hasn't really said anything polarizing on social media lately.
Well, give him a...
I mean, but no, I'm just saying. I just want to give
lately.
His props, man.
Yeah, I mean, he also did a podcast with Parsons a month ago.
But no, I'm just saying. I got to give my man his props. Because, you know, it's a lot, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you hear about all the negatives that goes on. And for him to be, like, to hear guys talk about him in the way that they talk about him, I just want to give him his props right there.
You know, we should start like a this many days since Slay said something to piss us off.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.